The city of Syracuse and surrounding areas, along with New York's North Country, Southern Tier, Mohawk Valley, and Rochester Finger Lakes area, will begin phase one of economic reopening. Construction and manufacturing firms will be allowed to restart, as well as all retail stores, but only for curbside or in-store pickup of merchandise. The businesses must work out a plan to keep their workers safe through adequate personal protective gear and cleaning and social distancing, and they'll have to submit it to regional board set up a few days ago for review. Cuomo says while the news is welcome to people living in those areas, he says they should be sensible about it.
People are going to say hallelujah, run out of their house. They're going to want to get out. They're going to want to do things. Phased reopening does not mean the problem has gone away.
All of downstate, New York City and its suburbs, Long Island, and the Albany and Buffalo regions will remain shut down for now because either the rate of infection is not declining or there aren't enough extra hospital beds. There are some limited businesses reopening statewide. They include landscapers and gardening services, low-risk outdoor activities, including tennis, and drive-in movie theaters. The regions that are allowed to open will be monitored each day to make sure the rate of new infections or hospitalization rates don't spike again. If that happens, those businesses allowed to open might have to shut down again. The governor's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, says it's hoped that if the phased-in reopening is done carefully, the regions won't have to take any backward steps.
You need to be able to test to find out whether or not those people are sick. You then need to be able to isolate them. You need to be able to contact trace to find out who else they interacted with, or else we go back to square one, and I think we can all agree no one wants to live through this again.
If phase one is successful, phase two could begin in a couple of weeks. That step includes the full reopening of shopping malls and retail stores, along with professional and administrative services, as well as realtors and rental leasing agencies. Phase three would allow restaurants to reopen. And finally, in phase four, arts and entertainment like sporting events and concerts could be held, and schools would be allowed to open. There are still some details to be worked out, though. Cuomo says he and his aides have not yet determined when some personal services can reopen, including hairstylists and barbers.
I just don't know where a hairstylist falls. So I'm going to gracefully and artfully look to dodge your question on hairstylists until I can go back and get informed. And then I will have someone give you the answer.
Houses of worship also are not specifically mentioned in any of the reopening phases, but the governor says they would fall under the category of large gatherings, which still need to be avoided. While there are rules about businesses, Cuomo was asked about personal behavior and whether people should continue to avoid visiting elderly relatives as a means to keep them safe. The governor says that's up to the individual to decide.
I suggest caution. Again, because this virus has only gotten worse, the more we know.
But Cuomo says he did approve a series of guidelines in an executive order on March 20th that he dubbed Matilda's Law, after his mother, Matilda Cuomo. It requires elderly or immune-compromised New Yorkers to stay home and, in case of an emergency, limit visitors to immediate family or close friends who are not experiencing any symptoms of illness. Everyone should wear masks during the visit. Cuomo says he has not visited his mother since mid-March, before the shutdowns began. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.